You're listening to SBS News.
Not since 2001 has Australia won an Ashes series on English soil, and after tumultuous 18 months in the wake of the Cape Town ball tampering scandal, Australia is hoping to inflict defeat on England and complete the rebuilding of faith in Australian cricket amongst its fans. The three banned players are back in the side now, and according to captain Tim Payne, making a good start at Edgbaston will be pivotal to winning the series.
Obviously, you want to get off to a good start in the Ashes. It's really important that you get some momentum early in a big series like this. And again, we haven't spoken about whether Edgbaston's a fortress for them, because it's irrelevant. It's about being clear on what we want to do, both individually and as a team. And if we can be really clear, come out and execute well, it doesn't matter if we play at Edgbaston or on the moon. We think our best cricket's good enough.
England, meanwhile, wants to ride the wave of euphoria following the country's first World Cup victory at Lord's last month. Captain Joe Root says the chance to win two such prestigious trophies back-to-back doesn't come around often.
It's huge. It's a great opportunity. I think cricket in this country is probably at an all-time high. It's probably got interest that it's not had for a long time. And we've got an opportunity as a team to make this summer a very memorable one. And that's exciting, you know, to be involved in that, to have that chance, that carrot in front of us as a team is a really pleasing one. But ultimately, it comes down to how we go about that, how we're going to break down Australia and how we're going to win enough games to win the series.
England's record at Edgbaston is a good one, having won the last 11 games straight across all formats of the game. In the AFL, new North Melbourne Kangaroos coach Rhys Shaw goes into Friday night's clash with Hawthorn, excited to be confirmed as the club's full-time coach for the next 3 years. He hopes the players will continue to show the same spirit they've shown in the 8 matches he's been in charge as their interim coach.
You can see the never-beaten spirit that we all believe in here, and I'm rapt to be part of that. And it's something that I'm really proud of, and the way the players are going about it. And if I've played a part in that, it's fantastic, and it's great that I can continue to do that.
In the NRL this weekend, the Cronulla Sharks are welcoming back a trio of players for their match against the high-flying South Sydney Rabbitohs on Saturday night. Andrew Fifita returns from suspension, while Matt Moylan and co-captain Wade Graham have recovered from injury. Graham says he's pleased to be back from a hamstring injury, but doesn't want to be seen as the side's saviour.
Certainly feels good that fans view me in that way, that they know I can add something to the team. I'm really keen to get back out there and to play footy and to help the team out. Saviour's a bit of a stretch. It takes a team to get to be successful in the NRL, and it's just, you know, good to be back, and hopefully I can play my part in, you know, getting a few results for us heading into the back end of the year.
The Sharks sit just 1 point outside the top eight and need a win to keep their finals hopes on track. In Super Netball, the top three clubs are looking to back up from good wins last round, with just 4 rounds remaining before the finals begin. The Melbourne Vixens are aiming to stay in the top three with a win against the sixth-placed West Coast Fever on Saturday afternoon, while later that night, the ladder-leading New South Wales Swifts take on the second-placed Sunshine Coast Lightning in the match of the round. And in women's golf, the British Open takes place at Turnberry in Scotland. The world number three Lexi Thompson of the United States says backing up from last week's Evian Championship, it has already been a busy year of golf. But missing the cut last weekend has helped her prepare for the British Open.
With missing the cut last week, I had 2 days to just practice and relax and hopefully get ready for this week. So I feel good with where my game's at. So, but like I said, it's been a long stretch for me, but at the same time, I feel like I'm playing good, so I feel like I want to play more.
John Baldock, SBS News.